This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees from Jammu in Bihar on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The projects are aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Dharti Aba Birsa Munda is revered as Bhagwan by tribal communities across the country. Today also marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Birsa Munda. On the occasion, Mr. Modi unveiled a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. He also virtually participated in the Griha Pravesh of 11,000 houses built for tribal families under the Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan. As Jharkhand gears up for the second phase of assembly polls and Maharashtra for single-phase voting next week, major political parties have intensified efforts to reach out to voters in the final days before the election. In Jharkhand, during an election meeting at Tundi in Dhanbad, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh criticised Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren of rampant corruption in the state. Senior BJP leader Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Himanta Biswa Sarma and Champai Soren also addressed rallies in Dumka, Bakur and Rama. At a public gathering in Godda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi promised that if the India Alliance is voted to power, all of their poll promises will be fulfilled. Meanwhile, speaking at a rally in Deoghar, senior RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav accused the BJP of dividing society along religious and caste lines. Polling in Jharkhand in the second phase will take place for 38 seats on the 20th of this month. In the wake of the Maharashtra Assembly elections, campaigns of key leaders from all major political parties are ongoing throughout the state. BJP President JP Nadda said in a public meeting held in Thane today that BJP has empowered the defence sector, increased the internal security of the country and effectively fought terrorism. At a rally in Umarkhed, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah criticised the Congress, claiming the party fails to fulfil promises made in Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka and Telangana. On the other hand, speaking at a rally in Sangli, NCP-SP Chief Sharad Pawar today claimed that the BJP wants to change the constitution and like-minded parties have together under the MVA umbrella to oppose it. India highlighted that the impact of climate change is increasingly becoming evident in form of frequent disasters at the COP29 summit at Baku in Azerbaijan. India delivered the statement on behalf of like-minded developing countries at the high-level ministerial on climate finance in the COP29 summit yesterday. He said there is need for heightened ambitions on climate action. India's intervention reiterated that the developed countries need to commit to provide and mobilize at least $1.3 trillion every year till 2030 through grants, concessional finance and non-debt inducing support that cater to the evolving needs and priorities of developing countries. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today reaffirmed the government's commitment to a zero-error entrance examination system for students. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of the second Insights Forum organised by the Indian School of Business, ISB, in Hyderabad, Mr. Pradhan said, multidimensional reforms as recommended by the Dr. Radhakrishna Committee are currently under examination. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurpurab is being celebrated with religious fervour in the country and across the world. The day marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. This year, devotees are celebrating the 555th birth anniversary of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion. In cricket, India will take on host South Africa in the fourth and final T20 International at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India leads the four-match series 2-1. In the opening game, the men in blue defeated the Proteas by 61 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.